Hello, everybody. This is the House of Darkness. Welcome to a new season, I almost want to say, 2024 episode of Real Talk. We're going to try to see if we want to get back into this. I haven't done this in a year and some change, so let's see if I still got it and let's see if you guys still want it. I did that really well. So typically, when I kind of rant like this, I will go to Darkner Wells because the funny voice and the music kind of works with the antics. But I think with the new platform, it's not going to work. So we're going to take it into the Real Talk format. We'll see it. So let's see how that goes. See if you guys like it. All right. For those who don't know, we're going to tackle a subject that I think, you know, some of the nerds have been talking about is the new Fantastic Four movie that's coming out 2025, 26, something like that. And the decisions they're making with it and why I have issues with it. And people will argue, well, David, it's accurate. Is it? So most of the cast is fine. And apparently it's supposed to be giving us that old school 60s vibe, they're saying, with this movie, which is fine, kind of. I mean, it all depends how they're supposed to fit in the MCU. So I don't know. We'll see how that works. That's not something I would complain about, especially, but the way current timeline is for MCU, it's almost like it's too late, but we'll see. I feel like it's the same low-hanging fruit they did when, at the end of the Marvels, where Monica somehow goes into the Fox universe and meets the X-Men in that hard CG version of the Beast. But, you know, that's also, I feel like that was just lazy. And so I want you guys to understand, when it comes to the new Marvel projects, the only one I've ever been that's currently on my radar that's actually pretty decent, I'm actually happy with as of right now, is X-Men 97, which we'll do in a separate episode when I talk about it. But I feel like with the way Phase 4 happened and the way, like, Secret Invasion, She-Hulk, and just everything that's happening currently. And Echo. I forgot about Echo. But there's a reason why I probably forgot about Echo. Because it just wasn't good. Why I'm concerned about Fantastic Four. And like I said, some of the announcements they made about it is one of my issues. Part of it's the casting. Now, most of the cast is fine. I'm not, like, Ben Grimm, I feel like he's, we'll see how he does in mocap. We'll see how he does. But Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards is my biggest issue. I feel like they keep putting him in stuff that just because he is who he is. And I'm like, and I have friends who argue with, well, David, if you ever watched The Last of Us on The Max, it's no longer called HBO Max anymore, he was really good as Joel. Here's the thing. I didn't care for the game. I don't care for the game, so I'm not going to care for the show. And I don't care how good he was. First of all, let's not forget, he was also the Mandalorian. You see how well he did there. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, here's the thing. They admitted in season one that Pedro Pascal was barely in the costume. Their brother was barely under the helmet. Number two, we can't even guarantee that was his voice. It's like, it's augmented. I mean, it has to be because he's speaking through the helmet. So that's my other issue. And then three, I just don't think he's that good of a front runner. You know what I mean? He's a good side guy. Like I said, I did not see The Last of Us because I just don't care about that show in general, in the game in general. So if he did good, great, but you're playing Reed Richards. That's a very specific kind of personality. And for those of us who've read the comics and know how he is in general, I think, what is his name, Ian Gruff, who did it in the 90s? No, early 2000s, when he did the Fantastic Four, he did a pretty decent job. But I think, in all honesty, the best version of Reed Richards in a voice actor way was in the animated series in the 1980s. It was like late 80s, early 90s Fantastic Four. I think that version of Reed is primo. Now, they can improve upon it. Like, you know, like I said, time is different. But, and I feel we were cheated out of John Krasinski playing Reed Richards the proper way. Like, I think in Multiverse of Madness, they did him wrong. First of all, they did everybody dirty in Multiverse of Madness. Can we all agree here that, like, between Xavier, Richards, Carter, Bolt, everybody got kind of done dirty in that movie because there was a specific goal they were going with, and that's the reason why that movie didn't do well. Anyways, the point is, so we were cheated with John Krasinski, who didn't get an opportunity to truly play Reed Richards the way we know he could be played. So I think getting Pedro Pascal is just because he's a big name. I'm going to be honest. That's why they did it. That's why he did it. Right now, he's on everybody's hot list right now, and so they're thinking that's going to save. And plus, they like to recycle actors. Disney, Nickelodeon, they all love doing it. I've noticed that. So it doesn't surprise me he's in this movie. But I don't think he's a good Reed Richards in general. The other issue I have is timeline-wise. So this is taking place in, it's supposed to take place in the 60s. Now, I have some friends that are like, I don't mind it because, you know, it should start at the beginning. And plus, they can explain how they make it into the current MCU by using, like, portals or timeline stuff. Blah, 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 blah. I hate, first of all, once again, the whole multiverse, time, alternate timeline stuff that's been happening in Phase 4 has proved to be a horrible, horrible decision. Can we all agree with that right now? And it doesn't work. It's not being done well. They haven't orchestrated it well. So it's done badly. It's poorly done. Two, we find out that, or is it three? At this point, it's three. We find out that the Fantastic Four is taking place in an alternate universe. So it's not 616. It's not even MCU. It's an alternate universe, alternate timeline. So it's probably gonna have altered origins, everything. So this is why you have to understand as a guy why alternate universe or alternate timeline is an issue for me, because that means they can do whatever they want and just explain that as, oh, it's an alternate, you know, universe, an alternate timeline. So it, you know, it doesn't affect the canon of the 616. So that means they get to take liberties with the characters, which I don't like. The Flash bugged me. Why? Because there's always some Flash or something from another Earth coming in. Here we go. Like, it's always DC do it all the time. Oh, it's from like the current Superman animated series that's on the Max. It's an alternate Earth Superman. Of course it is. That's how they're getting away with all the changes with the characters, because it's an alternate Earth. It's so annoying. I hate it. Not that I hate the show. I just like when they use an excuse to be able to make. To do something different from what we already know it should be, they use alternate timeline as an excuse. And it's an excuse to just do whatever they want. And I hate it. And the proof of that is, so we're already going into the big bad for the Fantastic Four. And I'm like, the big bad is Galactus. We're already jumping into Galactus, which we shouldn't do. First, the problem is, we shouldn't be doing that for year one Fantastic Four. It should be like Mole Man or Doctor Doom. Like, let's start them, like, early Doom, not like King Doom or anything like that. Early Doom. Or Mole Man. Mole Man is one is an underrated character that we haven't seen in the MCU whatsoever. That'd be given an opportunity for them to do, like, some old-school Fantastic Four. Or have them fight, like, Namor. Well, I don't know, not the Namor we have now. Or, like, I don't know. There's just some stuff, like, their interaction with Spider-Man or, like Black Panther. There's so many things they could do. I mean, we can't do Black Panther right now either. See how everything is messed up because they're doing this so late? But so, they're doing Galactus. Okay, fine. So guess what Galactus means? It means we're getting the Silver Surfer. Okay, so we're gonna try to improve on the rise of the Silver Surfer from back in the early 2000s, which was not a great movie, but not horrible. It was okay. It was okay, except for how they handled Surfer and Galactus. It was kind of dumb. And how to handle Suit. It was dumb too. But anyways, and Doom. Doom was the closest we got in the Rise of the Silver Surfer. Closest. It wasn't great, but it was the closest we got to actual Doom. So that's my problem with that. It's like, all right, so that means we're going to get Norrin Rad. No. And we know why? Because this is alternate timeline. So alternate timeline means we're going to get alternate Silver Surfer, which means we're getting Shaw Ball as the alternate timeline Silver Surfer. So here's. And so, for those who don't know, in the comic books, Shaw Ball is the love interest of Norrin Rad. So, in the 616, when Galactus shows up to Zenla, because I believe that's the name of the planet, if I remember correctly, Norrin Rad sacrificed himself to become the new herald for Galactus, so he can find him planets that were thriving with nutrients and life, but didn't have sentient life to kill. So that's why he was trying to protect his love, his girlfriend. I don't think they're even married yet. His lover, which is Shaw Ball. So he became the Silver Surfer, the Herald of Galactus. In the alternate time, if you look it up, it's like it's supposed to be like a counter-Earth or a different, it's like the mirror Earth of the 616. So instead of Norrin taking that sacrifice, Shaw Ball does it in that alternate universe. And I'm sure you're going, wait, what's the problem with that? So it's in the comics, yes, but there's a reason why. So this is the problem I want you guys to understand. The Marvel, Disney Marvel likes to take characters that do exist in the comic books and change them drastically. They did it in WandaVision with Agatha. They did it in Captain America and Winter Soldier when it came to Flag Smasher and the Power Broker. They did it in the MCU when it came to the Mandarin. Like they constantly keep. They did it in Moon Knight when they brought in the Scarlet Scarab. You have to understand. They take these characters that are they do exist. They did it with Mar-Vell and Captain Marvel, and they keep messing with them. They ruined MODOK in Quantumania. Come on, guys. You have to understand this. So, and that's the problem. They even did the same thing in the Marvels with the villain. In the Marvels is an actual comic book character. Most people don't know who it is, but they know it exists, and they mess with it. And so, there's a reason why Norman Rad is such a well-known character in the universe, because he was the first. And the thing is, it's not that they couldn't do a female Herald. There was a female Herald that was from Earth, and her name was Nova. I think she was after Norton Red, if I remember correctly. But they could have just simply do her first in the story of a Herald of Galactus, because she did take over eventually. When the Surfer was exiled or banished to Earth and was stuck on Earth, he got a new Herald, and that was Nova. So they could do a female Herald. That it exists in the comic books, it exists in 616. So I don't know why we're making these changes. These are unnecessary adjustments to the story that everybody knows. And now you're going to change the story for other, and now it's going to throw, you have to understand, it throws everybody off. So, and as a guy who does nerd stuff, you don't understand how many times people come at me sideways, going like, no, because in the movies, you guys, that's not canon. Not all of it's canon. Let me explain, because I always have to explain to people. What? No, so in the comics it happened like this. In the movies they took liberties. And that's the thing. Even in the MCU, phase 1 through 3, some of it's accurate, some of it isn't. So even in those moments I'm like, that's not what happened in the comics, kind of thing. So I'm even like that with the phase 1 through 3, which was the best part of the MCU. So they're, you know, and I just get upset because they're like, we're gonna be important. These characters are important. We're gonna respect them, but they didn't by changing everything about them. They're not. So that's my issue with them constantly making adjustments and be like, oh well, it's gonna work. We'll see. It may work. It may not. Will Pedro Pascal be the best Reed Richards we've had so far? I don't think he will be. I could be surprised. Will Shala Ball's art, and I just read somewhere, so supposedly, Norton Rat is going to show up as the Silver Surfer in the movie. Well, then if that's the case, just use him. So if we're going to use canon 616 Silver Surfer in the movie, why are we not? You know what they're going to probably do? Watch this. How much you want to bet they're going to either kill him, or he's going to give up his power cosmic to her, or part of it to her, so she can be the new Surfer. Maybe he's going to be an alternate universe Silver Surfer, and he's going to give Shala Ball his powers so she can protect Zenlaw in her universe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I just think, you have to understand, I'm that guy, whenever they go, we're going to make some changes, uh-oh. Uh-oh. And I've been very particular about, especially with the way they've been doing with the MCU in general. And then and we see it in everything. We see it in Star Wars. We even saw it. So I even watched a little bit of the Netflix live action Avatar: The Last Airbender. And the fact that the way they handle that is so, the changes they made were so unnecessary. And that's the point I'm trying to make. The changes are unnecessary. You're ruining a story for no reason. And that's what I hate. I hate when stories get messed with for no reason. Does it hurt it? It actually does. Because in the comic books, what helped the Silver Surfer break from his hold from Galactus was dealing with Alicia Masters on Earth. Because Alicia connected to him on an emotional level. Because Surfer actually is kind of, when he became the Surfer, was void of emotion. But when he connected with Alicia, he remembers Zenlaw. He suddenly remembers Shala Ball. And now all of a sudden he was able to get he was able to be Norton Rad again. So those things are huge in the story. And the back and forth between him and Galactus was a big deal. Because Galactus used his drive to be home as a weapon against him in the comics in certain moments. So it's kind of a big deal that they, you know, they mess with it and change stuff, and whatever other changes they make are going to affect the origins of these characters. And that's what bugs me. For people who actually care about these characters, you're messing with them. They did the same thing to She-Hulk. They did the same thing to Thor. They did the same thing to Moon Knight. They keep doing it. Instead of just respecting, they keep doing it. And so that's the problem. So could it possibly be a good movie? Maybe. I think it's going to barely make it because for those who don't know, they're going to love it. Why? Because this is just how it is. For the people who are me, maybe not. It's possible, maybe not. But I don't like every time they keep making adjustments and keep making changes. It's like I said, it keeps upsetting me. They did it, the Cowboy Bebop, the Netflix series, and guess how well that did. Anytime they go, so we're going to take liberties, or we're going to make some adjustments from what you know from the, oh no, here we go. I just say beware. When they acknowledge they're changing things, always expect it. Especially as a consumer of a guy who of the movies and the books I've read and the comics I've read, like, those changes are drastic sometimes, and it affects the story as a whole. It really does. And that's what I'm concerned with. So that's my issue with Fantastic Four as of right now. It could change. Maybe it ended up being good. We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. We haven't even seen it out of the trailer yet. I don't even think they even started filming. I think they just started pre-production, but I don't think they even started filming yet. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. All right, guys, tell me what you think. Tell me how you feel. Are you excited for the Fantastic Four movie to come out? Are you a huge fan of Pedro Pascal? You think he's going to be a great Reed Richards? Do you think Galactus and Silver Surfer should be our first bad guys we deal with in the first Fantastic Four movie in the MCU at all? Are you bothered by the fact that they're putting it in an alternate universe, or do you not care? Give me all those things. Give me all your tidbits and ideas and your feelings, and then we'll go from there. All right, guys, this is the House of Darkner doing some real talk about the Fantastic Four movie that's coming, I think, in the next year and a half, sounds like it. And tell me what you think. Do you think I should be doing this again? Tell me how you feel about it. If you're excited, if you're not excited, do you care? If you don't care, if I rant and rave on my mic, and I say, I'm right here, I'm right close to the mic. You can't even tell me I'm right on it. So let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. This is House of Darkner going to grab me some more water to drink, because I like, right now, my current sparkling water is peach nectarine. So there's your question of the day. What if you drink sparkling water, if at all, what's your flavor? Yeah, what's your flavor?